请大家打开以弗所书第一章。
Please turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
我们从第一节读到第十四节。
Read from verse 1 to 14.
大家找到，请你看经文，听我们读。
If you can find Ephesians, please look and these verses while listen to our readings.
当你们一边听一边看的时候，紧要的是一边去思想。
And you are reading and also listening. The most important thing is to think about the things that you read and you think. You hear.
我们仰望神的怜悯，叫我们在未曾信息交通之前，是直接从主自己的话的里面接受到光。
We pray that the mercy of the Lord would be upon us, that even before the message was shared, that the Lord would enlighten us individually already, His word.
第一节开首。
Verse 1.
奉神旨意作基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人，愿因为平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Blessed be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
又因爱我们，就按着自己意旨所喜悦的，预定我们藉着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。我们藉着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence,having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has proposed in himself.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业。这原是那位随己而行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated,according to the purpose of him, who work all things after the counsel of his own will.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他， 就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，直等到神之民被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you have trusted. After that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory.
我们感谢主，这次我们有机会一同在主的面前来聚会。
We thank the Lord. On this occasion, we are able to gather before him.
虽然我们是从不同的各处地方来到这里，
Even though we are all from different locations being gathered here,
但我们都是有一个心思，是要等候神自己的光来给我们有更深的照明。
But we have a common desire that we might be enlightened by God himself.
照明我们跟随主的路。
That our path before the Lord may be enlightened.
照明我们的心思去领会神自己的目的。
Enlighten our heart that we might deeper understand the purpose of God.
在弟兄们邀请我在聚会中间同大家一同在主面前有一点的寻找。
When brothers came and invited me to share the message among brothers and sisters here,
在我里头的负担很明显的就是以弗所书的信息显了出来。
In my heart, there is a very clear message the Lord has revealed in me, the message of the book of Ephesus.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯，叫我们在这一次的聚会的里头，能够从以弗所书的里面 领会到神那个永远的心意。
So we pray for the mercy of God that through this series of meeting together, we are appreciated more of the mind and heart of the Lord from the book of Ephesians.
弟兄姊妹或者已经听到很多神的儿女提及，以弗所书是一本灵性很高的书信。
Brothers and sisters might have heard from others that the book of Ephesians is a very spiritual book among the Bible.
不过就像我自己个人的体会呢，
But my personal understanding is
我感觉呢，就用灵性很高来讲以弗所书似乎不是那么准确。
To call that the book of Ephesians a very spiritual book may not be a very accurate description of the book.
不是说以弗所书里面所提及的属灵的生命的丰富是不够高。
I'm not to suggest that in here the spiritual life described is not high enough.
而是说以弗所书里面交通出来的信息是超越过属灵的生命的丰富抑或不丰富。
But rather, it describes a life more than just whether it is spiritual or not spiritual, whether it is rich or not rich.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We give praise and thanks to our God.
我们都略略会晓得以弗所书是称为保罗在监狱里面的时候所写的几部书信当中的一部。
We know that the book of Ephesians is written by Paul during his imprisonment, one of many of such books from the prison.
但是非常宝贵的就是说，监狱不是一个叫人愉快的地方。
One thing that we can be known, the prison is not somewhere that you can make you very happy.
但是在这么不愉快的地方的里面，神用着保罗释放了一个非常非常高的启示。
But in such a miserable and unhappy place such as prison, God has enlightened Paul to write a book of such a spiritual height.
因为这个启示的里面所讲出来的是神永远的旨意。
Because the revelation given to Paul is the eternal purpose of God.
因此我刚才说它是越高过属灵的生命的丰富的原因就在这个地方。
That is why I say that is far more than describing it as a spiritual richness or not.
以弗所书有六章圣经。
There are six chapters in the book of Ephesians.
我唔知道我哋呢一次嘅聚会里边，我能唔能够同弟兄姊妹交通得完。
I'm not too sure whether I can finish all the six chapters during this series of talks.
但系最得闲度，我一定要同弟兄姊妹交通完咗第一章到第三章。
But at least I would try to cover from chapter 1 to chapter 3.
头三章我哋可以咁样话系神嘅旨意嘅启示。
The first three chapters, you can say, is a revelation of the purpose of God.
第四章到第六章可以话系神启示嘅喺地上嘅实行。
Chapter 4 to chapter 6 is the execution of the revelation of God on earth.
因此最得闲到喺呢五次嘅聚会嘅里头，我哋必须要先将头一个部分嚟掌握得到。
So we need to at least cover the first part of the message and take it very firmly and well.
我想弟兄姊妹，当我哋读以弗所书一开始嘅时候，
we see that when the very beginning of the book of Ephesians,
头一个印象喺我哋嘅心思里边走出嚟嘅呢？
The first impression that come from our heart when we read it,
就系奉神旨意嘅呢个事实。
That is according to the purpose of God. And that's the fact.
我哋平常好似对神嘅旨意，似乎成咗一个好似好平常嘅印象。
The word, the term, the will of God, sometimes has been made very ordinary in our experience.
但系我哋读以弗所书嘅时候，我哋就发现。 神嘅旨意呢件事情，绝对绝对嘅唔系平常嘅事。
But when you read the book of Ephesians, the will of God is not something ordinary.
神嘅旨意
，the will of God，
乃系讲出咗神嘅计划
，speaks of the plan of God.
神喺宇宙嘅里边，神有一个好完整嘅计划。
In the universe of God, there is a very complete and wholesome plan.
神系按照佢呢个计划嚟执行佢所要做嘅一切嘅工。
And according to that plan of God, He is to execute all His works.
我哋今朝早，我哋特别就要喺神嘅旨意嘅呢件事情上边有一个好明确嘅等候同仰望。
And this morning, we have to wait clearly before the Lord and earnestly. Regarding the subject of the will of God.
喺保罗写出呢个以弗所书嘅时候
，When Paul wrote the book of Ephesians，
一开始佢就话系奉神嘅旨意。
Straight away in the first line, he said, "By the will of God."
咩叫做奉神嘅旨意？
What does it mean by the will of God?
简单嘅嚟讲，就系话系根据神嘅旨意。
Simply said, it is according to the will of God.
讲得透彻的咁多咧，就系话喺神嘅旨意嘅里头。
Expressly means that it is in the will of God.
咁喺神嘅旨意嘅里边做乜嘢咧？
In the will of God, doing what?
保罗就话佢受到一个差遣。
And Paul said that he has a commission.
嗰个差遣，乃系神要叫佢去作使徒。
That he is to be an apostle.
顶之我相信我哋平常读呢句说话嘅时候，我哋觉得好似好平常嘅嚟保罗自己介绍下自己。
When we read it normally, we think, "Oh, this is only an introduction of Paul himself."
但我一直要提醒弟兄姊妹去留意。
But I have to remind brothers and sisters again and again to pay attention.
呢一句话又系非常非常嘅严肃嘅。
This word is very solemn indeed.
我哋唔可以将佢睇到平凡嘅。
We cannot make it ordinary.
因为喺呢处保罗一开始就话。
Because here Paul straight away said.
佢系奉神嘅旨意作使徒嘅。
He is by the will of God to be an apostle.
系作基督耶稣嘅使徒。
It is an apostle of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
奉神嘅旨意就系根据神嘅旨意。
By the will of God means according to the will of God.
根据神嘅旨意做乜嘢咧？
According to the will of God to do what?
保罗就接受咗一个咁样嘅差遣。
And Paul has received such a commission.
差遣就去做乜嘢咧？
Send him to do what?
系做神所要佢做嘅事。
To do God, things that God want him to do.
弟兄姊妹，呢个就系叫做奉神嘅旨意作使徒。
That means by the will of God or in the will of God to be an apostle.
弟兄姊妹，你懂得使徒就系一个接受差遣嘅人。
An apostle is one that receives a commission from God.
神将一个任务交托俾佢。
God has given him a mission.
神给他一个安排，一个吩咐。
God has given him an arrangement, a commandment.
要叫这个接受差遣的人去做神要他做的事。
To the one who received the commission to execute.
弟兄姊妹，这件是大事嚟。
And this is a great work.
因为以弗所这段书不是再在救恩的这个起点那处来讲话。
Because the book of Ephesians is not starting from the beginning of salvation. Because it starts in the foundation of the children of God who has firmly established in his faith.
所以你在以弗所书的里头，你并没有提到，你要怎样去爱主，你要怎样去每日的过属灵的生活，没提及这类的事。
So you do not find in the book of Ephesians how you should love the Lord and how you should do your daily works in before the Lord.
不是说这些事情不重要对于神的儿女的属灵的生活。
Not to suggest that these are unimportant things relating to the children of God.
而是说这一切是神的儿女生活里面的最基础的事物。
But rather, these are the very fundamental and basics regarding the children of God.
而以弗所呢，是越过了这个基础的时期的了。
And Ephesians has already proceeded from that basic standard. And on that firm and sure foundation, you are to proceed and go further.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以从我们平常的祷告的生活里面去检查一下我们在神面前生活的那种的光景。
Brothers and sisters, we can examine our lives before God with our prayer before Him daily. Every time when we come before the Lord in prayer, what are the content of our prayer in conversation, fellowship with God? And brothers and sisters, to be very frank and honest,
我们几乎是每次到神面前向神有祷告的时候，是等于我们向神有所求。
And practically most of the time, when we wait before the Lord and pray before Him, we are basically having something to ask for.
求神为我预备这件事。
Ask God to prepare something for me.
求神为我安排前面的路。
Ask God to arrange the path before me.
求神给我遇见一个我好心仪的朋友。
And ask God to prepare a friend that I would love.
求神叫我们的儿女能够听话，或者是没什么毛病。
May God bless our children and they are well and they do well.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是说这些事情在神的面前不可以求。
Brothers and sisters, we are not to suggest that we should not ask and pray such things before God.
神亦很乐意来听我们这样向祂有所求。
And God is very willing to hear our prayers.
但是神盼望我们在主里头走过一段的日子的时候，我们不是仲停留在这个地步。
But God would like that we should proceed from that very basic foundation after we have been with Him for some time.
我们会被神带领向前多行走一步的路。
We are to be led by the Lord that we go a few steps further.
我们会从向神为自己寻求，而进到去寻求神的旨意的成就。
But from the position where we ask God for things to accept, to accomplish for ourselves, to ask for God's will to be accomplished for Himself.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
以弗所一开始就叫我们被带到这个点上面。
Right from the beginning of the book of Ephesians, this point has been led to us.
因此，弟兄姊妹，你留意以弗所书，我们刚才所读的那段的经文。
So, brothers and sisters, you will notice in the passage that we have read,
你可以话系以弗所书嘅一个序言。
You can say that it is a prologue of the book of Ephesians.
但喺呢个序言嘅里头呢
？And in this introduction in the book of Ephesians,
虽然系十四节嘅经文
，even though it's only 14 verses，
但系翻嚟覆去系提及神嘅旨意。
And yet it repeatedly mentioned the will of God.
明显就喺字句上面叫我哋睇到嘅呢。你睇到有三节嘅圣经系特别突出咗神嘅旨意。
Expressly in three verses, it mentions specifically about the word of God.
第一个地方就喺第五节咯。
The first one we find in verse 5.
第二个地方就喺第九节咯。
Second place is in verse 9.
第三个地方就喺十一节咯。
The third place is in verse 11.
但弟兄姊妹，你睇到呢三个地方里面提及神嘅旨意嘅时候
，In these three places where mentioned about the will of God，
都引出神旨意嘅一个非常明确嘅内容喺嗰度。
Speaks about the content about the will of God as well.
喺我哋未曾睇入到关乎神嘅旨意嘅呢个事情嘅之前
，Before we discuss about the will of God itself，
我想特别从弟兄姊妹去澄清一个我哋认识上面嘅问题。
We'd like to clarify a situation of our understanding first.
乜嘢系神嘅旨意呢
？What is the will of God？
神究竟有几多嘅旨意呢
？How many will of God does He has？
似乎呢个应该唔系问题嘅问题。
It doesn't seem to that it should be a problem for us.
但系因为我哋常常唔太注意到神嘅心意嘅发表，以致到我哋喺呢点上边系有一啲嘅含糊。
But very often because of our ignorance about the expression of the will of God, that is why we have some confusion here.
譬如话
，For example，
我而今仲系一个中学生。
We are a secondary education student.
咁我今年夏天之前我中学毕业啦。
So this coming summer I will be graduated.
唔系 coming summer 已经过咗。
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. And this for the past summer I have already graduated.
咁摆喺我前面嘅呢，我就系有最得闲度，我有两个选择。
So in front of me, there will be two choices.
一个就是说我究竟继续去读大学呢，还是我就开始寻找工作呢？
Whether I should go to university or I should now looking for a job.
譬如说我继续要升学。
If I want to continue to study,
那我去哪里升学呢？
Where should I go for my study?
在升学的里头，我究竟要选乜嘢嘅科目呢
？If I am to study, what subject should I study？
弟兄姊妹，嗱呢个喺我哋嘅生活嘅里边，我哋就碰到噶啦。
And this we find in our everyday lives。
或者我哋已经唔系中学生啦。
Perhaps we are no longer secondary class。
你系中学生嘅父母。
You may be the parents for such students。
你亦都同样嘅，你会为着你自己嘅儿女喺嗰处系有一啲嘅筹算。
You would also be praying and looking for ways for your children in this way。
咁喺呢件事情嘅上面，咁你点样去安排呢
？And regarding this matter, how are you to arrange？
但作为一个神属神嘅人，我哋好自然嘅就会话去寻求下神嘅旨意啦。
Being a person belong to God, you say, let us seek the will of God.
睇下神喜欢佢去边处，咁就求神为佢开路开门啦。
And see where the Lord pleases, and then the Lord will open door for him or for her.
弟兄姊妹，我哋感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we give thanks to God.
因为最低限度我哋都识得话要去寻求神嘅旨意。
At least we know that we are seeking to find the will of God.
虽然我哋喺对神嘅旨意嘅领会系有啲嘅含糊。
Even though we may not fully understand or may have some confusion.
但最低限度我哋有个心意去寻找神嘅旨意。
At least we understand. We have a desire to pursue after the will of God.
不过作为一个寻求神旨意嘅人。
But to be one that seeks after the will of God.
你必须好清楚地晓得乜嘢系神嘅旨意。
You must understand first of all what is the will of God.
并且你要晓得神究竟有几多嘅旨意。
And you have to know how many will does God has.
喺我哋嘅想法嘅里边，我哋觉得神为我哋每一个人都有佢嘅旨意。
In our understanding and appreciation, we think that God have His will to each and every one of us.
神已经为我们定规了我们的前途是怎样的行走的了。
God has already planned for our future, how they should plan out.
我们感谢主，祂作为我们的父，祂果然是会为我们有这样的安排。
We thank our God, being our Heavenly Father, He has such plan for us indeed.
无论是你遇到喜乐的事，或者是遇到沮丧的事。
Whether you have something that being joyous to you, or something that caused you to be grieved.
如果我们稍微了解到我们是在神的旨意里面去活的话呢，弟兄姊妹，在喜乐的时候，我们不会过分的迷失了方向。
Then if you are living in the will of God, that even in extreme ecstasy, you will not be overwhelmed by joy.
如果是在一些沮丧的底下呢，你亦都不会因为那个灰心以致到看不见道路。
And if you are in extreme grief, you will not be so disappointed that you lose your ways.
但弟兄姊妹，我们仍然不能够停留在这个这样的地步。
But brothers and sisters, we cannot maintain in that position alone.
我们必须要留意到什么是神的旨意。
We must pay attention to find out what is the will of God.
究竟神有几多的旨意要我们去寻求？
How many will of God that He should ask us to seek after?
我不能不从弟兄姊妹很明确的来去看这件事。
I really have no choice but to cause brothers and sisters to pay attention and focus on this issue.
如果我们真真实实的去要明白神的旨意的话，
If we truly seeking to know the will of God,
我们很容易就会发现，
then very easily we would discover
神的旨意只有一步。
There is only one will of God.
不管那神的旨意在我们的身上是怎样来给我们去领会，
No matter how His will is being appreciated and understood by us.
但神的旨意只有一个。
But there is only one will of God.
你说神的旨意只有一个，那平日我们去寻求神的旨意就寻求得不够准确了，是不是呢？
Then you say, if there's only one will of God, then surely we have, must have missed our way when we are seeking the will of God on a daily basis, wouldn't it?
我们不是这样说。
This is not what we mean.
我们说神是有一个旨意。
What we're saying is, God has a will.
这个旨意在每一个人的身上面被带到神那个目的的时候，我们各人那个经历上面会有不完全相同的地方。
That one is being brought into his plan through individual experience, then our experience may not be identical.
但是你留意到所有我们个人所经历的个结果都是将我们带到神那一个旨意那里。
But you have to know that all our individual experiences are to bring us into that one will of God.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters,
以弗所书里面一方面叫我们看到神的旨意，神的旨意，神的旨意。
Ephesians tell us the will of God, the will of God, the will of God.
但是佢唔系仅仅叫我哋睇到神有一个旨意。
Not only telling us that there is one will of God alone.
跟住就叫我哋睇到神一切嘅工作系根据佢嘅旨意。
Then he will tell us that all the works of God are according to that will.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and worship our God.
神俾我哋好清楚嘅留意到，佢一切嘅工作唔会离开佢嘅旨意。
He will tell us that all His work will not deviate from His will.
神一切嘅工作系根据佢嘅旨意，并且系要去完成佢嘅旨意。
All His work is according to His will and to accomplish that will.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，我哋就从以弗所书里边去特别注意到神。这样启示他自己是按照他的旨意作工的神。
Then we see from the book of Ephesians that as he revealed himself, he is the one who worked according to his will.
那究竟他是哪一个？
So who is he?
你必须先认识他是哪一个。
You first of all have to understand who he is.
然后你才看得到他根据他的旨意来作工的那个事实是一件什么的事情。
Then you will understand how he would be working according to his will.
虽然在以弗所书里面不是非常明显的，在这一方面给我们去了解。
Even though in the book of Ephesians, this particular aspect are not described in details.
但从别一卷书信上面，我们很清楚看到。
But in other books in the Bible, we can clearly see.
神启示他自己有几件，有几方面是我们必须要很清楚的领会过来的。
That when God reveals himself, there are a number of things that we have to understand clearly.
头一件事情，他是万有的源头。
First of all, He is the origin of all things.
一切是从他那里开始。
Everything originates from Him.
一切是因他而有的。
Everything is an effect because of Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们从我们的眼见的里面，我们看到很多很多的各种各样的事物。
Brothers and sisters, from our eyes, from our context and experience, we see many things happening.
特别是关乎整个宇宙里面咁庞大、咁复杂嘅嗰个事实。
Especially looking from the universe and the vastness and the complexity there.
但系唔管嗰个有几庞大、有几复杂
，doesn't matter how vast and how complex the universe is.
嗰个源头系从神嗰度开始。
The source is from God.
因此，弟兄姊妹，当我哋读神嘅话嘅时候，一翻开圣经第一句说话，你接触到嘅。
So when you turn to the book of God, the very first line in the book of God, you
see, 那是创世纪第一章
Genesis chapter 1,
第一节
verse 1,
在那说一掀开圣经，他就告诉你知。
Once you open the word of God, it tells you,
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created
the heavens and the earth.
In another word,
在天地未曾被创造出来之前
，before the creation and heavens and the earth,
只有神自己
，only God Himself.
而天地之所以出现
，and the reason why heavens and earth
或者话呢个宇宙之所以出现
，that the appearance and the forthcoming
呢个宇宙里头所有一切事物嘅出现
，and anything that happens within the universe
系从神嗰度开始
，and all begins from God.
啊，所以当我哋嘅主在启示录里面来发表他自己的时候
So when the Lord expressed himself in the book of Revelation
他说我是始
He said I'm the beginning
我是终
I am the end
我是阿拉法
I am Alpha
我是奥米加
I'm Omega
说明一件什么事情呢
Speaks of what then
说明一他是开始
That he is the beginning
我们先停在他作开始的这一点
Let's stop at the place where he is the beginning
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
从前一提及到宇宙的这个问题的时候
In the past, we talk about the universe.
人家给我们的观念
People will give us an impression.
他们说这个宇宙是固定了的。
Instead, the universe is a fixed place.
虽然这个宇宙是无边无际的。
Even though the universe is without end.
我们不知道它的尽头在哪里。
We don't know where it reaches its end.
人知道它的宽长阔高深有几多
？And do not know the length and the breadth of it.
但系宇宙系确固定咗。
And they say the universe was a fixed space.
啊，所以好多唔认识、唔肯接受神嘅人咧，佢就根据呢一点就去抵挡神。
And those who deliberately ignore God, using this point.To reject God.
啊，佢哋就讲就整个宇宙系自然存在嘅。
And so they say the universe came naturally existed itself.
本来就系咁噶啦。
It was always been like that.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
But we praise and thank God.
神常常系慢慢慢慢让人发现一啲嘅事物去证明神嘅自己。
It is very often case that God allows things to gradually develop in order to prove.God himself.
在不是太长久的过了的那段的日子
In a not too distant past,
天文学家有个新的发现
The astrologies have one discovery.
发现了一个什么事实呢
What did they discover?
他说这个宇宙从前我们以为它是固定的
They said that the universe in the past we thought it was a fixed space.
哎呀, 但是现在我们发现了, 宇宙不是固定的。
They said now we discovered that the universe is not actually a fixed space.
这个宇宙,
said the universe continued to grow and to expand.
或者我即是说这个宇宙还在生长着的。
It means that it is continued to grow.
它继续向外去扩张的,
continue to expand into
further space.
And this is something that we can never fully imagine or
understand.
Because the universe itself is already very blur in our
idea.
Now scientists discover that beyond universe, there's space for it to grow into. Then you have to ask the question.
宇宙根据什么可以发展?
On what basis the universe can grow?
它如果能够发展，是不是它本身有个生命的现象在那里?
If it can expand, does it mean that the universe has life in itself?
同时，是不是它的发展是有一个管理在那里?
Is it true not that there must be a management or control of such
growth? 弟兄们，这都是人的思想里面没办法能够解决的问题。
This is something that we can never fathom by our own understanding.
我们也不需要去解决这个问题。
Nor can we need to solve this
problem. 我们只是从那个现象里面去了解到。 在整个宇宙之前，或者系整个宇宙之上，系神作起头。
What we need to know is that in the universe and on the universe, God is the beginning of all.
我哋能够认识到点就够啦。
If we can fully appreciate this point, that is enough. Because we know that God is the origin of all things.
长久以来，人有各种各样的想法，佢要将神拒绝出来。
Even though for many a years, man in this world trying to reject the existence of God.
但神用佢自己手里面嘅工作，向人证明佢自己。
But God is to use the hand of His, the work of His hand, to confirm Himself.
佢唔单止系万有嘅源头。
Not only that He is the source of all things.
佢同时系万有嘅管理。
He is also the controller of all things.
弟兄姊妹，呢一点我哋冇办法唔喺主嘅面前唔俯伏落嚟嘅。
On this point, we but have to bow down before God and worship Him. For us who are townies, we have this experience. Because many of us are driving cars. In the driving cars, would you have to experience something? You have to pass your driving test first. Once you have got your license, then you can drive cars. But doesn't mean that once you're in the car, then you can drive it recklessly.
你有时你睇到有啲人乱咁样开车嘅时候，你觉得好厌烦啊。Sometimes
you see people driving recklessly, you are very furious.
我哋留意到，唔系你有咗个驾驶执照，你就可以随便去开车。You
notice that just because you have a license doesn't mean that you can drive recklessly.
因为当你行驶汽车嘅时候呢，你仲有好多嘅交通嘅条例喺嗰处。
Because when you are driving the car, there are many other regulations to constrain your actions. You're coming to a place where there is a red light, you have to stop. Where you see a green light, you stop. We who are coming from outside England, we do not understand your gift to the right. If it's for us who drive here, then we would have lots of accidents. So you notice there are many traffic regulations to control our actions. Without such things to regulate us, you would discover. Then you would understand very easily.
只要有一日你开车出去嘅时候碰到交通灯坏咗
One day when the traffic light is in chaos or in fault, then you will know.
你马上就发现那个情形是怎样的。Then
you will discover the reality.
没有管理,
without control.
弟兄姊妹你留意到,
you notice, brothers
and sisters, 在我们这么简单的日常的生活里面缺乏管理，你就发现难处。
In a very simple illustration, in our everyday life, that you know what it means by out of control.
但在整个宇宙里面,这么复杂的情形里面,如果没有一个管理在那个地方的时候,你会想象得到那个情况是怎样?
But can you imagine, in the complexity and the vastness of the universe, what would happen if it is out of control?
所以,但是你看到有很多自然的规律在那里。
Then you will see some natural constraints already existing. It is automatically controlling and organizing itself so that it is operating in an orderly fashion.
以前很多次我来到英国呢,
For many, many years, I come to England, I find that the weather is damp and wet and cloudy.
但是今次来到英国呢,都是很意外的,就很多阳光。
But this time when I come, very surprisingly, lots of sunshine.
不知道是不是特殊的情形将人家说加州的阳光搬了来英国。
People say that I'm bringing the Californian sun to this country.
当然我们 知道不会是这样的事,
of course, I know that.
不过我们了解了自然的现象,
but I know there is a natural law here.
非常自然地调节着那个实际的情形,
that the natural law is to control the natural phenomena.
如果长久不下雨, 人就叫苦连天。
If this continues to be a drought, then people will be crying out.
如果长久下雨, 人又叫苦连天。
If it continues to rain, then people crying out also.
但我们留意到有一个自然的规律,
but we all notice there is a natural law there to control everything around us.
当然在现在这个时候来讲, 有时自然的规律是会有意外。
But of course, when as we speak, there are accidents in these natural laws.
一会我先和弟兄姊妹提提这方面。
We shall discuss and mention that briefly later on.
所以留意得到，我们的神不单止是创造万有的神，同时是管理万有的神。Then
we would notice that our God, not only that He is the creator of all things, He's also a controller of all things.
正如希伯来书第一章里面讲到,他是用他的权能的命令托住万有。
And Hebrews chapter 1 who says that He sustained all things by the word of His mouth.
但是不单止是神,
not only God.
不单止神是创造万有,管理万有。
Not only God is a creator and the maintainer of all things,
他同时是万有的结局。
But He also the end of all things.
弟兄姊妹,这件事是大事。
Brothers and sisters, that is a great. And this is one point specifically mentioned in the book of Ephesians.
万有在神那里开始,
everything, all things starts from God. In His management, it is to be manifested. And according to the fullness of time coming to its end, we have to praise and thank our God.
弟兄姊妹,一会我们就要碰到一个很重要的事情了。
Very soon we shall come across a very important issue.
那件事是什么事呢?
What is that issue?
那个就是第九节里面, 第九节里面所提到的那件事了。那时就提到在日期满足,对不起,在日期满足那个时候呢,叫天上地上,一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。There
it mentioned that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one, all things in Christ.
一切都要回到神的面前。
Everything has to be gathered back into God.
Everything has to be gathered back into God. 下面。
Everything would then be subjection and obedience to God under His control。
我哋一陣先再詳細睇呢。
We shall pay attention to that, detail to that later on.
喺剛才所交通咁多嘅説話嘅裏頭。
In the many sharings that we have just had,
是要叫我们在神的面前确立一个很准确的领会。
To establish a very precise understanding.
你要认识到神是哪个。
You have to know who God is.
他是哪个。
Who is God?
他是万有的起头。
He is the origin of all things.
他是万有的管理。
He is the controller of all things.
他是萬有的終結。
He is the end of all things.
弟兄姊妹，正因為一個這樣的事實，
Because of this fact,
我們就看到了神所有要做的事情是根據祂的旨意。
And all God works is according to His will.
所以你留意到那裡提到說，是按照神的旨意，神就怎樣怎樣做，是按照神的旨意，神又怎樣怎樣做。
So you see there, according to the will of God, he did this and that. According to the purpose of God, he did this and that.
这件是一个非常重要的事情。
And so this is a very important point.
好了，现在我们稍微要再进一步去了解了。
Now we pay attention further.
那神既然是有一个这样的旨意。
Since God has such a will,
即是说神有一个计划在那里。
That he has a plan there.
一切都是按照他的计划来执行。
Everything will be executed according to that plan.
究竟神那个旨意有个乜嘢嘅目的喺嗰处呢？
So what is the end purpose of that will?
我哋平常做一啲嘅事情，我哋都有目的。
Usually when we do things, we have our purpose.
神按照佢嘅计划嚟去作成佢所要做嘅咧，就更加系有一个目的喺嗰度。
And of course, when God is doing things according to His will, of course there are purposes.
咁究竟神嘅目的系乜嘢？
So what is the purpose of God?
神咁样做咁多嘢，佢嘅目的系乜嘢？
After all, He's doing so many things. What are His purposes?
神喺嗰处安排。
God is there to arrange.
根据神嘅安排，佢就去执行。
And according to His arrangements, He execute them.
我们读圣经来看的时候，神所要做一切的工，真真实实来讲，麻烦又麻烦。
You see that from the word of God, the things that God has to do, that are very troublesome, very troublesome.
神为他自己找那么多麻烦做什么？
Why is God causing so much trouble for Himself?
正因为我们不是用这样的心思去看神的旨意。
That should not be the attitude that we see regarding the will of God.
我们是留意到神为什么事要安排这个旨意。
We have to say why God has to arrange things for His will.
在《以弗所书》里头，第一章，刚才我们所读的圣经。
Back to the scripture we read in Ephesians chapter 1.
你留意到一个很明显的事实。
You notice one obvious fact.
就是神的旨意乃是为着祂荣耀的彰显。
That the will of God is to express His glory.
弟兄姊妹，你看第五节。
Verse 5.
你看十二节。
Verse 12.
你看十四节。
Verse 14.
你见到神是按着祂的旨意来作工。
You see that God is working according to His will.
当神的旨意作成的时候，
When His will is accomplished,
引出一个什么结果呢？
What is the end result?
叫祂的荣耀得着称赞。
That His glory may be praised.
但是你看得很清楚。
You see that very clearly.
神所做的一切是根据祂的旨意。
Everything He is doing according to His will.
而当神的旨意作成的时候，
When the will of God is accomplished,
神的荣耀就很大的彰显。
Then His glory is greatly manifest.
毫无保留地来彰显。
Without reservation, it is being expressed.
但是我们稍微举一举一些旧约的历史上面，我们去看看。
We use some illustration from the Old Testament to illustrate the point.
弟兄姊妹都晓得，神曾经领以色列人出埃及。
Brothers and sisters, remember that God led the Israelites out of Egypt.
目的是要将他们带入迦南。
The purpose is to bring them into Canaan.
这是神在历史上面做过的一件事。
And this is the things that God has acted in history.
对以色列人来讲，这个已经是过去了的事。
To the Israelites, these are past histories.
但是这件过去了的事情呢？
But this past event,
对于万民来讲呢, 神有一个意思要叫我们看见神领以色列人出埃及的那个过程，是要佢喺我哋身，系要叫我哋睇见神喺我哋身上要做嘅一件事嘅嗰个经历。
God would use that as an illustration for the nations, that what He is to do, and we have to experience in likewise.
那个就是神在我们的身上有一个恢复的工作。
And that is the recovery work that God has to do among us.
正如以色列人他们在安息的时候，他们是做奴隶。
Just like the Israelites, when they were in Egypt, they were slaves.
但神要把他们领出来。
But God is to lead them out.
但是他们入到迦南地。
Bring them into the Canaan.
迦南地是什么?
Where is Canaan?
迦南地是神的应许。
Canaan is a promise of God.
是神应许的属地的丰富，是赏赐过俾亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的后裔。
And it's God's earthly promise for the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
你顶住你睇到以色列人出埃及嘅整个嘅过程，一路至到入到迦南。
You see the whole process of the Israelite coming out of Egypt into Canaan. You see that is the end result of the work of God. The end result of the work of God. That people would know who God is. When you see who God is, see the work of God.
你不能不在他面前伏下来说，神是配得赞美敬拜的。
You have to bow down before God and say that He is worthy to be praised and worshipped.
因为他将神将他的心整个摆在他所拣选的人的身上。
Because God devoted His whole heart upon those who have chosen.
将一切阻挡神的心意在他们身上成全的人事物都和他们解决。
And remove all those who objected and fight against the will of God. But in the process of the Israelites coming out of Egypt, that was a great event. What was that great event? That God asked the Israelites to make for Him a tent under the mountain of Sinai. And God said to them, the tent had to be built in this way, that way, another way. And God gives them clear instruction how the tabernacle had to be constructed. And so the Israelites constructed the tabernacle during the wilderness
time.
Everything was according to the will expressed by God Himself.
弟兄姊妹，你有冇特别留意到一件事情？Did
you notice one thing, brothers?
当会幕喺旷野建造起上嚟嘅时候，When
the tabernacle was completed in the wilderness,
我哋系咪只系仅仅见到会幕建造完成咗呢个工程呢？
Do you see only the completion work of the tabernacle?
如果我哋从神要求佢哋建造会幕呢个点上面去睇，我哋就话呢个工程完成啦。According
to our standpoint, what God expected them to do, it has now been completed.
但弟兄姊妹，你发现一件事。But
you discover one thing.
当呢个会幕建造起上嚟嘅时候，When
the tabernacle was completed,
唔系仅仅一个建造嘅工程完成。
Not only the completion of the work done, but introduced another fact.
什么事实呢?
What was that fact?
神的荣耀充满在当中,
the glory of God filled in the midst.
神的荣耀非常明显的显明在会幕的里头。
God's glory was clearly manifest in the tabernacle.
显明到一个地步,
so manifest,
连日日同神面对面的摩西,
That Moses who communed with God on a daily basis,
在那个时候要进入会幕,没条件。
On that moment, he cannot enter in the tabernacle.
那你等之后你就晓得,神那个荣耀是彰显出来的时候,是到达一个什么样的程度?
You can understand the extent of the glory of God being manifest there.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and worship
God.
In the book of Ephesians, tell us this also. When the will of God is accomplished,
得着称赞。
Bring forth the praise of His glory.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and worship our God.
因为弟兄姊妹，你留意到神嘅旨意。
So brothers and sisters,
我哋常常系以为话神嘅旨意系俾叫我哋去享用。
We sometimes think that the will of God is for us to enjoy.
但如今我哋盼望神俾我哋有一个更新。
May the Lord renew us.
叫我哋认定神嘅旨意唔系主要嘅目的，唔系为着叫我哋去享用。
That the will of God is not primarily for us to enjoy.
乃系要叫神。让神得着我们去彰显神自己的荣耀。
But rather through us, that the glory of God may be expressed and manifest.
当然我们感谢主，神能够用着我们去彰显他的荣耀之前，他必定是先将他的荣耀充满我们。
Of course, naturally, for God to use us to express His glory, He first will fill us with His glory.
但是神将他的荣耀丰富充满我们，那个不是神的目的。
But that in itself is not His goal.
那是神工作的过程。
That is only the process of His work.
神要用着这个工作的过程来带出一个结果，是神让我们成为神的荣耀的毫无限制的去彰显。
Through the process, He will use us to be an unlimited expression of His glory.
那所以等一下我们看那几节的经文的时候。
So when you see those few verses,
都是讲到神在我们身上怎样按着他的旨意来作工。
And see that God, how God works according to His will in our lives.
神怎样要叫我们得着儿子的名分。
God wants us to be having the adoption of Son.
神怎样叫我们成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
But how God will cause us to be holy without blemish.
但是那个目的是不是叫我们圣洁没有瑕疵呢？
Is it holy and without blemish? That is the end.
那个目的不是叫我们成为圣洁没有瑕疵就停在那里。
Not to stop at being holy and without blemish.
那是直接我们被神带到圣洁没有瑕疵的那个地步的时候，就显明神自己的荣耀。
But throughout being holy and without blemish, that to manifest the glory of God.
因此，我哋连续睇到神的荣耀喺以弗所书里边所提及到的那个彰显。
When we see that repeatedly talk about the manifestation of the glory of God here,
我哋都睇到。那个是跟神的旨意是发生一个很密切的关系。
Then you see the intimately linked with the will of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We worship and our praise God.
好了，现在我们细致的这么多，刚才我们是很大概的跟弟兄姊妹拿了一个印象。
We just have gone through an overview, a panoramic view of that.
现在我们开手细致的这么多来看，神的旨意在我们身上的执行，引出一些什么我们所承受。
Well, now we have to pay attention to the details of how the, when the will of God is being executed, that how we should be linked and related.
我们几乎可以这样讲。
We can almost say this.
神的荣耀的彰显。
When the manifestation of the glory of God.
乃是藉着我们这些堕落的人被神恢复回去到他起初的目的。整个的过程的里面所带出来的结果。
It is through the restoration for sinners and fallen ones like this, restored to such a point that back to the original purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we worship God.
我们留意得到。
We pay attention to this.
当神的荣耀从我们身上去发表出来的时候。
When the glory of God can be manifest through us.
你留意到那个起点在哪里？
You know where it started.
那个起点是在神将福音赏赐给我们。
That God has given us the gospel.
或者说神将救赎的恩典赏赐给我们。
Or God has given us the grace of redemption.
救恩是什么？
What does it mean by salvation?
但是我们盼望能够一直读以弗所书的时候，对救恩有一个很明确的、很彻底的那个认定。
Through reading the book of Ephesians, we have a deeper and more comprehensive understanding of what salvation is.
长久以来，人对救恩的认识就是灭亡或是永生。
For so long, man's understanding of salvation is whether you are saved or you are perished.
不是灭亡就是永生。
If you are not perished, then you are saved.
有了永生就不至灭亡。
If you have eternal life, then you will not die.
当然这个是一个事实。
Yes, that is a fact.
但是这个不是神的救恩的目的。
But that is not the ultimate purpose of salvation.
在这些年间我们常常很强调这一点。
For these many years, we emphasize on this point.
我们绝对不能将神的救恩的起点作为救恩的结果。
We cannot treat the beginning of salvation as its end.
救恩的起点是很严肃的。
The beginning of salvation is very serious.
没有一个准确的起点，你就没有一个完整的结果。
Without a proper beginning, you could never have a proper end.
因此救恩的起点那件事上面，我们绝对不可以含糊。
Therefore, we cannot be vague in the beginning, the origin of salvation.
但是我们接受了救恩的起点，我们必须晓得救恩的终点在哪里。
But once we have accepted the origin of salvation, we have to understand also where it leads to its end.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and worship our God.
从以弗所书的里头呢，我们看到很清楚。
In the book of Ephesians, we can clearly see.
救恩不是为着我们个人的满足。
Salvation is not only for our personal satisfaction.
救恩是为着我们被神得着，来叫神得着满足。
That salvation is that we are able to obtain by God that God may be satisfied.
我们感谢主，救恩是满足了我们一些的需要。
We thank our Lord that salvation has satisfied our needs.
但是救恩是要叫我们成为神的满足。
But salvation is that we may be God's satisfaction.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and worship our God.
大家弟兄姊妹，我们在这处就碰到一个问题。
So here we will come across a question. Not only we need to have a clear understanding of receiving salvation. Of course, this is not a requirement that I expected from those who newly become a believer. Young brothers and sisters could not have such a capacity either.
但是在主里面经过十年、二十年。
But if you are in the Lord for 10 years, 20 years,
你仍然是留在救恩的起点里面，这个是不正常。
And you continue to dwell in the beginning of salvation, then it is not normal.
我们在救恩的里头经过一段的年日。
That in the salvation we have been for years,
我们里面必须有一个很明亮的体验。
That we should have a clear vision.
起初我们看到救恩是满足我们。
In the beginning we see salvation is for our own satisfaction.
慢慢我们看到救恩同时是满足神的心意。
Gradually we see also at the same time it satisfies God's will.
不单止救恩是这样。
Not only salvation is
like this. 连我们的生命的追求都是这样。
Even our spiritual growth is the same.
连我们的属灵的成长的追求都是这样。
Even our spiritual growth is the same.
但是我们追求属灵上面的成长。
Brothers and sisters, we're seeking for spiritual maturity.
为了什么？
What are the purpose?
就是为了我们自己的满足。
For our satisfaction.
你说我们可以更多的享用神。
That we can enjoy God more.
哦，神一切的荣耀丰富都可以俾我享用得更多。
That God's glory and riches can be more enjoyed by us.
感谢赞美我们的神。
And of course,
we thank
God.
神是乐意让祂俾我们享用到。
And God is willing for us to enjoy Him fully.
如果神不是全部心思叫我们可以享用祂享用到尽的话，
If it was not God's will that we could enjoy Him fully,
我请问弟兄姊妹，神有多少的神的怀里有多少的儿子？
I can ask you how many sons has God in His bosom?
一个。
One.
只有一个。
Only one.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
But you notice,
为了我们在神的面前被带回到神的光里面。
But to causing us being brought back into the light of God.
神并没有留下他独一的儿子。
He has not spared his one and only son.
因此弟兄们，你很清楚能够看见神将他自己作为我们的满足，这个是神喜欢做的。
So you know that God is delighted for him to be our satisfaction.
但是我们这一方面在认识神的安排的时候，
But when we try to understand God's arrangement, but we must not stop there.
我们必须被带到一个地步,
we must bring into our position
让神也得着我们来作祂的满足,
that God would obtain us to be His satisfaction as well.
我们的诗歌本上面有一首诗歌，我相当欢喜。
In our hymn books, there is a book that I like very much.
我只讲其中两句说话。
I'd just like to mention two words in there.
就是那个就是那个那首这是我很奇妙的故事的那首诗歌三十三是的三十三是的没错了33在中文的第二个词的里面
in hymn number 33 yeah in the Chinese second verse
那是怎么说呢
What does he say there?
他说这个真是何等甘美的故事 神用无限的爱差遣他儿子 英文一样
Is that like verse 2?
To God be the glory
Oh, sorry To God be the glory Great things he has done So loved he the world that he gave us his son
丁姐妹神 神用无限的爱差遣他的儿子
That he used his love to send his son
那然后就怎样呢
What did he say?
第二节那个说话
Verse 2 he says
我欢喜中文那个翻译 那个意思
Yes, it is the Chinese translation The Chinese words have different translations
因着神的儿子呢 就带出一个这样的结果
Because of the Son of God it brings such effect
宝座的要求 因着宝血就停止
He said the demand on the throne and is satisfied by the precious blood
感谢赞美我们的神
We praise and worship our God
从神差遣他儿子的这件事上都
From God sending His Son to us
你了解到他是毫无保留的把他自己给我们
You know that He has not reserve anything but give unto us everything.
但是神在我们身上有一个等候,
but God has been waiting for something from us.
要叫我们晓得他用什么样的心思来向着我们,
so that we know in what mind He was towards us.
以至到我们能够领会过来的时候, 我们转过来说,神啊, 我们也乐意去满足你。
That we, when we understood it, we turn around and say, God, in like manner, we would like to satisfy you too.
所以那里还有一句说话,
there are also another line he says,
我差点都留了。 就是第二节的第四句了。
And that's also in the same hymn number 33.
是讲到神的儿子为我们交出自己。
Talking about the Son of God gave himself up. And bringing out what effect?
他说,因此神就心满,罪人也义足。
Therefore, at the end, the heart of God is satisfied and the sinner's need is fully met.
神同人都满意。
And God and man are in full harmony, in satisfaction. We praise and worship our God. When God leads us to understand His will, then we would come to a point that not only that we receive from God things which satisfy us, at the same time, we offer ourselves together in the hand of God that He might be satisfied as well. We worship and praise our God. Brothers and sisters, that is the experience of life. But our attention should not be in the experience of life. Our attention should be the completion of the will of God.
好了,我们必须要向前,去交通下去了。
We can, should continue to our fellowship.
我们看到神的旨意的目的。
We know the end purpose of the will of God.
我们跟着要看到 神的旨意的主題。
What is the chief subject of the will of God?
但是剛才我們所提的，好像沒有碰到神的旨意的主題。
It seems that what we share, we did not touch upon the subject of His purpose.
我們只是看到神所作的事情是怎樣安排。
We only saw the arrangement of God's work.
同埋神存一個乜嘢嘅心思去安排。
And God's attitude and His mindset in organizing this.
但我哋必須要喺神嘅旨意嗰個目的嘅上邊，個主題嘅，對唔住，嗰個主題嘅上邊，我哋要掌握住。
But we also need to pay attention to understand the subject matter of the will of God.
究竟神的旨意的主題是什麼?
What is the chief subject?
我們說神在他的旨意，神的旨意只有一個。
We know that there is only one will of God.
而不是說在我們的心思裡面，所以為很多生活上面的怎樣去尋求合神心意的那類的事物。
Unlike our usual perception of the many wills of God relating to our everyday details,
我再回頭趁氣提一提。
I would like to repeat again.
在我們生活上所有的尋求神合神心意的事物，是為了神那個旨意。
And all the matters that we seek after the will of God in our daily experience are to fulfill that single will of God.
那神的旨意那個主題是什麼?
So what is the chief matter of subject of this will of God?
我們開始要特別去注意第十節。
Then verse 10 it will tell us.
在第十節的書是怎樣說呢?
What does it say there in verse 10?
第十節的書就說，我們先留意第九節，第九節的書是這樣來引入第十節的。
And you paid verse 9, we'll lead into the verse 10.
是照著祂所預定的旨意，叫我們知道祂旨意的奧秘。
Verse 9, made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He has purposed in Himself.
叫我們知道祂那個旨意的奧秘。
That we may know the purpose of His will. The mystery of His will.
或者說，要叫我們知道祂旨意的那個秘密。
That the secret, that means the secret of His will.
或者說，是祂旨意的裡頭所隱藏的那一個目的。
And that hidden purpose of His will.
那究竟這件是一件什麼事情呢?
What is this mystery? And that verse 10 gives us the secret.
他說神要照著祂所安排的，在日期滿足的時候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督裡面同歸於一。
That in the dispensation of fullness of time, He might gather together in all, one, all things in Christ, which are in heaven and which are on earth and even in Him.
哦，原來神這個旨意係有一個好明確嘅內容。那個好明確嘅內容，乃係將來所有都喺基督裏邊同歸於一。
Here we notice that God has a purpose. God has a very clear purpose that in all in the future, all things in heaven or on earth will be found unity, oneness in Christ.
这个同归于一，这个是神工作的那个计划的主题。
And that unity, oneness in Christ, it is the key subject of the work of God.
我们刚才唱一首诗歌，We are one, we are one, we are one in the spirit, we are one.
We sung the hymn just now, the chorus, we are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，那个都不是主题。
Brothers and sisters, that in itself is not the key subject.
因为那个诗歌里面所提的呢，就是we.
Because there is mention about we.
但你是所提的呢?
But here, it mentioned,
谁大一点?
Which one is bigger?
哪一個範圍大一點?
Which 哪一個內容豐富一點? Which subject matter is wider?
沒辦法相比。
You cannot compare the two.
他說要叫萬有，一切天上的、地上的，都在基督裡面同歸於一。
He said that all means everything in heaven and on earth, that everything will be summed up One in Christ.
乜嘢叫做同归于一呢？
What does it mean by one in Christ?
你里头就有一个宇宙间嘅故事啦。
Then you would have the story of the universe.
因为这个宇宙里面嗰个故事系非常严肃嘅一个故事。
And that universal story is a very serious one.
里面最重要嘅系包括咗两个堕落。
And there you find that there are two fallen matters.
第一个堕落系撒旦嘅堕落。
The first is the falling of Satan.
第二个堕落嘅人嘅堕落。
And second fall is the fall of man.
因着撒旦嘅堕落同埋人嘅堕落。
Because the fall of Satan and fall of man,
整个嘅宇宙成咗一塌糊涂、散漫、混乱。
The whole universe was in chaos, in dysfunctionary and in chaos.
弟兄姊妹，你了解得到？
Brothers and sisters,
神啊，佢所创造嘅一切都系好嘅。
And you know that in God, when He created everything, He said they were all good.
如果你存着感谢去领受，冇一样系唔好嘅。
If you receive them all in thanksgiving, nothing is bad.
但有件事情，弟兄姊妹不能不留意。
But one thing you have to pay attention.
嗰个系正常嘅情形。
That is a normal situation.
但系如今呢个宇宙系唔正常嘅。
But now the universe is no longer normal.
举个例子俾弟兄姊妹睇一睇。
I just cite an example, perhaps.
前年年尾。
Year before last end,
在东南亚咪嚟一次好厉害嘅海啸。
Remember in the Far East there was a very severe tsunami.
你知唔会咁快忘记嗰件事
？You cannot easily forget the tsunami.
虽然发生喺我哋嘅周围
，even though it didn't happen in the midst of us.
但你会好留意到呢件事。
You remember and notice this disaster.
但系因为你留意。海啸发生嗰个地点喺边处
？You pay attention to the location of the tsunami。
喺正常嘅情形嚟话就咧，就喺人喺个船旅游欣赏风光嘅地方。
Normally is a place of holiday resorts。
好多人喺嗰度好开心，玩呢样玩嗰样。
Many people were enjoying themselves doing this and that。
但系海啸嚟啦。
But the tsunami came。
哦，嗰个损毁，那个厉害嘅程度。是我们没法想象得到。
And the damage and destruction it caused are unimaginable.
报章上面给我们的报道就说，当那个海啸来的时候，我们的浪打起上来是三四层楼那么高。
And the newspaper and TV tell us, then the waves came, they are three or four stories high.
或者我已经讲少了，他好像讲的更高一点。
Perhaps I have underestimated the description already.
正常不正常？
You think that is normal?
不正常。
Abnormal indeed.
但是神所做的一切都是好的。
But all God created, they are good.
你为什么会跑个海啸出来？
How come it came a tsunami?
去年在美国的 Florida.
Last year in Florida, in America.
有一场很厉害的风。
It was a very severe hurricane.
对美国来讲就不是常见的事。
It is not something that they experience every year.
但你连想都没想过。
They cannot even imagine.
但你又知道 Florida 是很多美国人去那里度假的地方。
Florida is also a holiday resort.
同样的，风一来的时候。
Similarly, when the wind came.
造成那种伤害又是不知那么厉害。
And causing untold damages.
但是你又看看人间的事情。
You also look at among the world.
人本来应该是彼此相处好好才啱。
We ought to be in good neighborhood with one another.
因为神造人的时候照着神的形象来做。
Because when God created man, He created them in the image of God.
而且又是将管理自然界管理神所做的权柄交给人的。
And given us the authority to manage the world.
但结果你看到的情况是怎样？
And what at the end? What do you see?
人冇办法喺呢件事情上边再发挥任何嘅作用。
Man can no longer be effective in executing the will of God.
所以睇到一个好清楚嘅事情。
So we see one clear thing.
成个地上都系混乱。
The whole world is full of chaos.
同时我喺香港嘅时候。
In the past, when I was in Hong Kong.
我哋好多弟兄姊妹喺香港嚟。
I guess many of us come from Hong Kong.
你有呢个经验嘅。
You probably have this experience.
如果你去长洲。
If you go to Changzhou,
你坐船喺九龙啦，吓、 中環碼頭出發，咁你喺嗰度去長洲。
You take a ferry from Central Harbour to Changzhou Island.
你一出咗燈塔島，你就見到個情形好唔一樣。
You just go out to the harbour, you will notice.
空氣唔一樣。
And the weather, the air is not the same.
水個顏色都唔一樣。
Even the sea colour has changed.
你好明顯睇到喺港內邊係悶嘅。
You see that within the harbour, it is very stuffy.
一出到去外面嘅時候咧，成個人清新曬。Once
you go outside the area, the whole place liven up.
點解有咁大嘅差別咧？How
come such a big difference?
丁子問我乜嘢原因，我都唔歸咎，我就係歸咎一樣人。
I cannot blame anything except one thing, that is man.
嗰啲人喺邊個地方就烏煙瘴氣嘅人跟住就嚟。
Wherever you find man congregate, you find chaos. And pollution.
但是你留意到，呢一切嘅事情係根據一個事實。
All these things derive from one fact.
係根據人嘅墮落，那係唔接受主嘅權柄。
Because of the fall of man, because they are no longer in subjection to the authority of God.
撒旦嘅墮落亦係唔服主嘅權柄，我唔扯到咁遠，我只係提到。
I'm not mentioning about the fall of Satan, which is also rejection of the authority of God. But coming back to the fall of man alone. Because man's fall before God, and man's rejection of the authority of God, causing one final result that everything of all creation are under confusion. And chaos. Romans chapter 8 tells us that. And all the natural world, the animals, they are innocent and they are victims. Not that they are willing to be subjected to
humanity.
But they have no chance because we are the bad ringleaders. But we thank God. In the will of God, He is to work to such an extent, not only man is being brought back to God to receive His authority, the whole universe are also brought back before God to receive His authority. And at that point, brothers and sisters, we see, all things will be united in one in God. We praise and worship our God. This is the chief subject regarding the will of God. And that is the chief message of the will of God. So we should see
that.
And the execution of His will.
你留意到有兩個步驟,
there are two procedures.
都在以弗所書第一章裡面叫我們注意到的了,
that we can find in chapter 1 as well.
頭一件事情,
the first thing is,
神在祂的旨意裡面首先去恢復人,
in His will, He first of all restore man.
弟兄姊妹,我們曉得人的被造在神的安排裡面是有一個很明顯的目的。
We know that the creation of man has a specific purpose regarding from God.
神要用被造的人作為神自己的顯明。
God has to use the created man to reveal Himself.
但是人的墮落就叫神這個安排打亂了。
But the fall of man has distracted this will of God.
但感謝主,
but we praise the Lord.
祂來恢復人。
He is to restore man. First of all, restore our position
before
God. So He brought us to a position that we are holy and without blame. I stress this again. The holy and without blame, not how men see us. That is, but our being holy and without blame is before God. When the Lord brings us before God, God sees us holy and without blame.
在人的面前,
你能够成为一个圣人的话呢，那个是一件大事。
Before man, if you can be holy, you are doing very well already. The Roman Catholic has created many saints. You know that the famous painting, you see that people with a halo above the head, those are the saints. But that's man-made. The man-made ones.
如果你真细细去寻找，你仍然寻找嘅好多嘅缺陷喺度。
You research the life, you see there are much blemishes.
但我哋感谢神。
Oh, thank God.
如今神恢复我哋。
Now God restores us.
恢复到一个地步。
To a position.
喺神嘅眼里边，神睇唔到我哋有任何嘅缺陷。
In God's eye, He cannot see any blemish in us.
弟兄姊妹，我哋从来冇想过救恩俾我哋嗰个恢复系到一个咁厉害嘅地步。
We could never imagine that salvation can bring us into such an extent.
我哋停留喺不至灭亡，反得永生，我哋就满足到不得了。
If we do not go to hell but even eternal life, we'll be so happy.
但神叫我哋睇到佢嗰个工作系工作到我哋到一个地步，神睇唔到我哋呢班人有任何嘅缺陷。
But God tell us that His word will bring us to a point that even He cannot see any blemish in all of us.
圣洁无一瑕疵到一个乜嘢嘅地步呢
？Holy and without blemish to what point？
如同佢怀里嘅独生子一样。
Just as good as the Son in His bosom。
就系话我哋嘅主喺父嘅眼里边系如何嘅成为圣洁无瑕疵。
That how our Lord Jesus is holy and without blemish in the eyes of the Father.
我哋喺神嘅面前，亦同样嘅咁样圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So are we holy and without blemish before God?
弟兄姊妹，你话你够唔够胆接受呢个恩典
？Brothers and sisters, do we dare to receive such grace?
你有冇勇气接受呢个恩典
？Do you dare to receive such grace?
在人的面前你能够成为圣人不得了。
Before God, if we are holy without blemish.
但如今神说你在他的面前是圣洁的。
But God now declares that we are holy.
是圣洁到一个地步一点瑕疵都没有。
Holy to an extent without any blemish.
我们感谢神因为我们那个圣洁乃是神把他的儿子交在我们的身上。
We thank our God because our holy and without blemish is because God has put His Son's life into us.
把我们放在基督里。
Putting us into Christ.
神是穿透过他的儿子来看我们。
And God sees us through His Son.
我们是带了很多的残缺。
We have much blemish.
但是这位圆满的神的儿子完全将我们补满。
But this perfect Son of God is to fill up all our blemishes.
等着我们不单止叫我们圣洁无瑕疵。
Not only that we are holy without blemish.
你看到神在我们身上那个恢复。
You see the recovery of God.
下面呢跟着下面就讲到话叫我们得到儿子的名分。
Then we see, we receive adoption of sons.
等着什么叫做得到儿子的名分
?What does it mean by adoption of sons?
我们在这点上面常常有我们自己的误解在那里。
Very often we have misunderstanding of this point here.
我们说最近边我哋弟兄姊妹边个最近得咗个仔啊
？Recently, who has got a child? Has got a son?
有冇啊？有冇新生
？Ben。
Ben。
眼睛。
得最近得咗个儿子。
Ben has recently a son。
咁佢个儿子出生落嚟嘅时候
，When the son was born，
你话呢个系边个啊
？I said, who is he？
你说这个就是 Ben 的儿子啦。
He said, oh, this is Ben's son.
咁咧，这个细蚊仔咧，就有咗一个名分，佢就系 Ben 嘅儿子啦。
And now the son has a name, and he's Ben's son.
呢个系我哋嘅观念。
That is our understanding.
喺人嘅中间果然系咁样。
Among men, that's how we interpret that.
但喺神嘅恢复嘅里边，唔系咁样。
But in restoration work of God is not like that.
弟兄姊妹，我今日冇足够嘅时间同弟兄姊妹系好详尽嘅嚟睇呢个点。
We do not have time exhaustively looking.
但我要指俾弟兄姊妹留意到有一个唔同嘅地方。
But there is one basic fundamental difference.
作儿子和得儿子的名分是两件事。
Being a son and having adoption of son is two different things.
在我们来想呢，就作儿子和得儿子的名分是一件事。
To us, being a son and having adoption to be sons are one thing.
但是在神在我们身上的工作呢，这个得作儿子和得儿子的名分呢，是不同的。
But to God, being a son and receive the adoption of son are two different things.
我哋感谢赞美主，我用好简单嘅说话嚟讲。
I would only use very simple words to say this.
我哋几时作神嘅儿子呢？
When do we are sons of God?
你得到嗰一刻。
When you are born.
就喺你个眨眼一下。
In that twinkling of the eye.
你接受咗主。
When you receive the Lord.
就喺嗰一刻。
On that moment,
你就作了神的儿子。
You are a son of God.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
但什么叫做得儿子的名分？
What does it mean, the adoption of sons? For example,
这个 BB 仔慢慢长大。
The little baby grows slowly.
长大到一个地步。
To a point.
他能够独立。
But he can be independently surviving now.
换一句说话来讲。
In another word.
他可以有条件有资格去承接并且管理他父亲所有的一切的产业。
He got condition and qualification to receive and inherit the things, the riches of the father.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做得儿子的名分。
That is the adoption of son.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thanks and praise our Lord.
你看看罗马书第八章，你会看到这件事情。
Romans chapter 8 will tell us this.
你睇睇加拉太书第四章，你会睇到呢件事。
Galatians chapter 4 tell us that as well.
我哋盼望主俾我哋好清楚嘅睇到，作儿子同埋得儿子嘅名分系两件事。
We see that the difference between being sons of God and adoptions of sons.
咁即系咩意思呢？
What is the implication?
我意思系话我哋完全有条件有资格，将神所有嘅丰富都承接过嚟，作为我哋所有。
That means that we have condition and qualification to receive and inherit all the fullness of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and worship our God.
那这些弟兄姊妹，我们跟接着我去，我们就看到一件事。
So we see what follows.
就是神得着我们这一班人，他叫万有在基督里面同归于一。
That through receiving us, obtaining us, that all things we found one in Christ.
换一句说话来说，就是我们能够被神得到，成为他手里头的器皿，去完成神要作的那个荣耀的计划。
In another word, God will restore us in such an extent that we become a vessel in His hand to complete and finish His will.
我的时间已经过了。
My time has passed.
但是我必须要同弟兄姊妹睇清楚呢度。
One thing I must make very clear. I'd like to speed up quickly.
弟兄姊妹你注意第十节。
Verse 10, brothers and sisters.
他说要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业。这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，使他的荣耀，弟兄姊妹注意了，从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
In whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who work all things after the counsel of His will. Verse 12, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个是神成就祂的旨意的那个方法。
And this is the method that God is to find to accomplish His will.
这个旨意怎么完成的呢？
How would that will be completed?
首先完成在基督里面有盼望人的身上开始。
And it completed first of all by those who trusted in Christ.
在基督里首先有盼望的人是谁呢？
Who are those who first of all have hope and trust in Christ?
不就是我们这一班在主面前被基督恢复过来的人呢？
Those of us, we who are first of all being restored in Christ.
从个别人来讲就是一个得救的人。
Individually, those believers.
从团体来讲就是一个教会。
Corporately speaking, the church.
当然在以弗所书里面那个重点不是着重个人。
In Ephesians, the emphasis is not on the individual, rather the corporate. So we who are the first who have trusted in Christ, it's a group, and a body. We are the one who first trusted and hope in Christ. We are those who are saved. Not just being saved. That they are living in a glorious hope. That the glory of God may be first of all restored in the midst.
就引出这个结果，就完成了神的安排。
Bringing to the conclusion of the will of God. Brothers and sisters.
从这个地方，我们一面看见个人在神的面前的被召的恩典。
On one hand, we see the grace that we are individually called.
同时我们看到神藉着被召的很多个人所联结成为的那个生命的团体。
That at the same time we see the corporate body being grouped together by all of those individually saved. These are the one, the we, who are first of all have hope in Christ.
来完成神那个荣耀的旨意。
To bring to the completion of the glorious will of God.
最后我用很简单的说话来提提，或者晚上我会再补充。
Lastly, I just mentioned briefly and then to expand later on this evening.
因为不提这一点的时候，整个刚才我们的交通都没有方向。
Without clarify these things, it seems that we are without direction for what we have mentioned already. Brothers and sisters, in the work of recovery, where is he to do his work? You pay attention here. In this passage of scripture,
很突出的叫我们看到一个属灵的事实。
We see a very clear, extraordinary spiritual truth. That reality is in Christ. If you pay attention to this passage here, you pay attention to the word in Christ, in the beloved Son. And these all contain in the same idea. If you're interested, just look at these 14 verses and how many times it mentioned in Christ and in the Beloved. Do not belittle this. Because this fact is very important. Why is it significant? This is the method by which God is to complete His work. If you pay attention, then verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, verse 6, verse 10, verse 11, verse 12,
连续这么多个地方，你看到这个在基督里的事实。
It continuously throughout all these places, the reality of in Christ.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
在这件事上高,
in this matter,
从神的旨意的正面上面去看,
directly looking in the will of God,
乃是神的旨意，那个主题, 乃是毫无保留的高举,
that it is without any dilution that he is exalting his son in his will. Revealing his son. In Colossians chapter 1, the subject of the Son of God is clearly expounded for us.
在以弗所书里面，神就叫我们看到一切嘅神嘅旨意嘅完成，系根据佢嘅意志。
Then in Ephesians, you see that the will of God can be completed all according to His Son.
神一切所作嘅完成都喺基督嘅里边。
And everything that God is to accomplish is to found in Christ.
换一句说话嚟讲。
In another word,
弟兄姊妹，你忘记我哋成个上午交通嘅话都唔要紧。
Brothers and sisters, even if you forget everything that we share this morning, it doesn't matter.
但你千万唔好忘记底下交通嗰两句话。
Don't forget the two sentences that it is to follow.
系乜嘢说话呢？
What are these two sentences?
喺基督以外，神唔作工。
That out of Christ, God would not work.
换一句说话嚟讲。
In another word,
喺基督以外系冇神要作嘅工。
That out of Christ, there nothing that God to work.
即系话神一切嘅工作都系在基督里边。
In another word, that all that God works is found in Christ.
以弗所书就叫我哋睇到神藉着佢自己嘅儿子去点样完成佢嗰个永远嘅荣耀嘅旨意。
And Ephesians tell us that how God through His Word is to accomplish His eternal purpose and will.
我哋今朝做嘅交通就停喺呢处。
And this morning our fellowship stop here.
呢个系一个序言。
This is only an introduction.
我哋以后慢慢嚟睇神点样去显明执行佢呢个工作。
And later on we are to see in details how God reveal and execute His work.
我哋祈祷。
Let us pray.
主啊，但愿你将赐人智慧启示嘅灵赏俾我哋。
Oh Lord, we do pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation be given unto us.
叫我哋里边有明亮嘅眼睛。
That inside there is a clear eyesight.
能够睇得见你嗰个荣耀嘅旨意。
That we see the vision of your will.
以致我哋嘅脚步唔偏离你嘅喜悦。
That our footstep would not deviate from your delights.
主啊，我哋仰望你。
O Lord, we look unto you.
我哋承认一切都喺你嘅里边去完成。
We acknowledge that everything will be completed in you.
求主将我哋固定喺你自己嘅里边。
Lord, we pray you establish us in you.
亦救我哋脱离一切要偏离你里边嘅骚扰。
Deliver us from all disturbance that is deviating from you.
主啊，我哋仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
继续同我哋讲话。
Continue to speak to us.
继续照明我哋嘅脚步。
Continue to enlighten our path.
但愿我哋喺你嘅面前，我哋系一群乐意满足你心意嘅。
We pray we are people, a group of people would delight to satisfy your hearts.
我哋咁样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name.